is that was different from the kind that you would feed the cows?
Well, you'd cure it. You'd let it stay in the field until it cured, and they'd go out and gather and put it in the barn. Yeah.
That's not what you would eat, though.
No, you wouldn't eat it then, because you eat it when it's young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, after you cured it, and well, you could have the corn after it cured and have it ground in the meal and grits. You know what meal and grits are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where you get the meal and the grits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they have a mill around here to?
Not now. They did back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you cook the grits, would you eat them for breakfast or?
Yeah, I've had a lot of them for breakfast, and I'll eat it for dinner now if she cooks some sometime. I like it.
You still call it grits after
grits.
It's cooked?
Grits and homily.
Yeah.
Some people call it homily. I call it grits.
Okay. There's another one called, they take just the whole kernel of the corn and bleach it somehow or something. Eat it. Big pieces.
Well, I guess you can do that. I reckon you roast it.
If
yeah. You want to eat the whole grain.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever remember eating something out of meal, cornmeal?
Why, sure.
Like,
We eat it now sometimes.
The sure. Grits?
Yeah, the grits. The one that you make the cornbread out of is ground finer.
Mm-hmm.
And the grits.
Right. Do you ever make any kind of a mush or pudding like out of it? No? Never had that.
Well, you could take the cornbread and sort of crumble it up and put milk on it, and it is good.
I've had that. That's good.
It is good, yeah.
What? How would you make the cornbread in big,
You would have to ask her. I am no cook.
You make it in little loaves, like, or